Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Don't miss the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 3rd through the 5th at the Amarillo Civic Center. Now kick the tires on the latest equipment brands such as John Deere, Vermeer, Kloss, and Polaris. Explore hundreds of exhibits showcasing equipment, seed, implements, irrigation, ag services, and more. Plus, experience more shopping opportunities than ever before. Free parking and admission at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, the premier farm show for High Plains agriculture. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for details.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, will we see a farm bill in the lame duck session? I'm broadcasting in Kansas City this week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, and I had the chance to catch up with National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue to talk about that very subject.
You know, I know that it's running a little bit upstream to say this. It will indeed be a heavy lift, but there's already been a huge amount of work being done behind the scenes, and in spite of all the kind of public kind of political bickering back and forth, a lot of the work's been done. Right now, what we need is the leaders at the highest level. Ag committees can get along, but we need the leaders at the Speaker of the House level, at the majority leader in the Senate, and then, quite frankly, the make or break on this might be President-elect Trump signaling that we need to get this farm bill done before next year when he takes office, because he has a lot of other things on his agenda. Let's get this farm bill done.
Well, and you, several people on the panel today mentioned if you wait until next year, good grief, we don't know when we may get it done.
Well, the fact is right now, the need is now. The need for certainty, the need for a safety net, the need for disaster assistance is now. That's the first point. And then, yeah, politically, next year, we know that there's going to be a lot of conversation about extending tax cuts, about dealing with a lot of other policy. What that is probably going to mean also is that there's going to be a lot less money for a farm bill. And so trying to write a bill with less, with fewer resources and a busy agenda is not a good recipe for actually getting farm policy done.
Thoughts on John Thune to be named the new majority leader?
This is positive news. I can't think of a better majority leader for agriculture. You know, as the Republican, the new Republican majority in the Senate considered that, we were certainly hopeful that it was going to be somebody who knew agriculture, who comes from agriculture and understands it. And Senator Thune meets the mark on all those.
Now moving into a happier, more joyful topic that you and I are both excited about. You guys are coming to Oklahoma for NFU convention next year, so we do have that to look forward to.
We are so excited to be bringing our National Farmers Union convention to Oklahoma City in early March there. Oklahoma City and the surrounding area is just so fantastic. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're always going to have a healthy policy debate. And who knows, we may have a new ag secretary by that point.
Well, we're going to hope we do, but we know we have Scott Blueball waiting for us at AFR. So I know you guys have got to have a lot of fun things, great speakers planned.
Oh, I tell you, Scott Blueball and the entire team at American Farmers and Ranchers, AFR, Oklahoma Farmers Union, they are a top-notch crew, and they're great to work with on that. We're looking forward to it.
Once again, that's NFU President Rob LaRue. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.